The Valley housing market resembled a roller coaster ride for thousands of people for nearly a decade. If the coaster seat didn't have anything resembling a restraining device to keep you from falling out, and then would randomly turn over, sending all of your money floating to the ground. But the market has calmed down, approaching what had been normal before 2004. Valley realtor John Wake is also an economist and the man behind the blog ArizonaRealEstateNotebook.com. John, you've written that the backlog of homes in 2012 and 2013 popped up in the Valley because people didn't want to sell in the 2008 to 2011 downturn unless they really had to.
The prices went so low. The median home price got to 110. That means half the homes in Metro Phoenix sold for less than 110. It's nuts. So who wants to sell at that time? So let's say you could make the payments. You would. And just wait for the time to get better. So then what happened is but foreclosures started tanking. They were at an phenomenal, astronomical level. But we could see that the number of homes going into the foreclosure process was getting less and less. So we knew eventually, that's what was driving down the prices, was a huge number of homes that were hitting the market that were foreclosures. So as that started to fall, prices started to go up. Even though they were still incredibly high, they were lower than they were. And so the prices started to increase. And then we started getting investors coming in, like in 2012, because they saw the prices going up and they thought they were going to increase some more. And then as the prices started going up, people who wanted to sell back in 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, now they're thinking, well, okay, now at this price, I can break even or make a little bit of money. Inventory, what they call new listings, from just what they call normal sales or not at foreclosures, just normal people like you and me selling our house, that those number of homes started to increase rapidly, well, because prices had gone up. Duh. So more people want to sell. They didn't want to sell at 2009 prices, but they want to sell at 2012 prices.
Now that we have the benefit of hindsight, how weird was that cycle when we consider how things exploded and then how they collapsed and how many foreclosed homes there were in the Valley? And would you describe 2014 going to 2015 as a return to normalcy?
Yeah. Absolutely, positively. That's kind of the general consensus, where we've had that huge foreclosure, which drove down prices. Then we had this, you know, and during 2012 and 2013, the price increases then were similar to what they were in 2004, 2005. On a percentage basis, it was that wild that the prices went up. But then eventually, we got to the point where we had all these other people saying, well, at these prices, I'm going to sell my home. The inventory increased. And then prices level off. So in 2014, basically prices have been flat. And the general consensus is for next year, they're going to be pretty much flat, maybe up a little bit, down a little bit, but generally flat for 2015.
Now I'm going to delve into your background as an economist as well. So looking at 2015, if real estate levels in the Valley especially are normal, what does that mean for the broader economy? How much are we relying on the job market to expand?
If you're a buyer or seller, it really doesn't make much difference because we're in balance. We're at a low level of sales and a low level of demand, but it's in balance, so the prices aren't going to go up much more. For real estate agents like me or mortgage brokers, there's fewer sales. There's going to be fewer sales. Like this year, we're maybe down 10, 15% on the number of homes it sold. So that affects title companies, the real estate industry, so to speak, but not necessarily homeowners and home sellers. Other things is when the economy picks up, people will move into Arizona. That's been way below normal. So that has a really big impact on the general real estate market, but also the new homes.
It did feel like in the huge boom and then the bust, it really felt like this area, I know Florida and Nevada as well were hit, but it really seemed like we were in a unique position. As the Valley gets down to what is normal for the Valley, is our normal the same as normal in other places?
Well, certainly not the same as California. Their prices have gone up a ton. I think normal is going to be like our normal would be like normal from the 90s or 80s or 70s, where you get like 3-4% appreciation every year, and it's to sell a home is a slug fest. You got all this coming. Just it's not like during the just 2 years, like in 2011 and 2012 and 13. If you overpriced your home when you were selling it, no problem. You wait 4 months and the market comes up to meet you. You can't do that in the future. You're going to have to price it well. You're going to have tons of competition. The market's not going to come up. The market is going to be normal, which is great because, in my mind, because when the market went up and went down so much, that think of how many families are going to think 20 years from now, that was the worst time in my life. It was a tremendous amount of human pain caused by that instability in prices.
Yeah. Well, some people did really well, and then the people who didn't really didn't do well.
Yeah, and a lot of people did really well and then lost it all, too.
Valley realtor and economist John Wake. You can read his observations at ArizonaRealEstateNotebook.com.